Rainmaker FM.
This podcast is brought to you by copyblogger.com. Words that work. Build your online authority with powerfully effective content marketing. Get superior content marketing education so you can build a remarkable online presence. Head over to copyblogger.com to learn more. That's copyblogger.com. Great to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone, and I am the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. Remember, you can always get the show notes for every episode. You can also get links and free extras by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm, and that's where you can find the complete show archive. So if you tuned in last week, you know that we are creating a content publication checklist that will be available to you so that you'll be able to use it every time you create content and know that you're producing your best work. And thinking about that, I went through our archives and I found another post that I had written as a checklist for Copyblogger. This one's about building your content marketing on the right foundation. So the new resource is for an individual piece of content. You can find out when that gets released by going to copyblogger.com/checklist. And today's podcast is going to be to talk about your overall content strategy. And if you like text, I will, in the show notes, give you the link to the original post on Copyblogger, which we will be just sprucing up and updating to make it completely up-to-date and current. So here is the checklist for content strategy. And the first item you want to check off of that list is not building your site on rented land. So here's what that means. Before you create a single piece of content, you want to think about where that content is going to live and how audiences are going to get to it. So obviously, effective content marketing takes work, and you're going to need energy, thought, and time to create good content. And that's whether you create it yourself or even if you use a good professional writer. And that means that most of the content that you create needs to live on a domain that you control, and using a platform that you can do what you want. That means that you are not publishing most of your original content on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+, or at least you're not doing that until after you've published it on your own site. And you're also not publishing on some kind of a website in 20-minute solution that would force you to use another domain. So if your domain, if the web address that you have for your content isn't www.yourwebsitename.com, then you don't own your platform. And if there are a lot of restrictions on what you publish, if there are restrictions on the wording or how much you sell or what images you use, then you also don't own your platform. So it is very, very often the case that self-hosted WordPress is the solution that you would be looking for to solve this puzzle. I don't just say that because for many years we sold amazing looking premium themes, although we did, and we still think they're wonderful. But I also say it because WordPress is flexible, it's robust, it's really easy to find great developers for, and just in general, it's a tool that's going to make your life easy as a content publisher. So yes, absolutely. We're going to use sites like Facebook. We're going to use sites like Medium or LinkedIn to nurture customer relationships and get the word out about content that we create. And we can even republish on those platforms. We can just take our content that was originally published on our site and republish it on those platforms. You just don't want to build your whole business on a platform you don't control. It's a dangerous mistake. It can really end up costing you a lot of money and a lot of time and heartbreak. All right, so that's item one. Item two is crafting your cornerstone. So if you're going to create a content marketing platform, so not just write about a bunch of stuff that you think is interesting, you need to understand your cornerstone. And what we call the cornerstone of your platform comes from what interests and engages your audience. So if you're just starting out, you can just start with what interests and engages you and then observe and adapt from there. Now, if your site is absolutely brand new, start with about 10 posts that really encapsulate your fundamental beliefs and values around your topic. You want to think about what you would want every single person who comes to your site to know about. Now, on the other hand, if you've been writing for a while but your site lacks focus, then have a look through your most popular material and pull your really best material into a series of well-focused content landing pages. And I will get you a link for how to put those together on the resources page that you can find at copyblogger.fm. A content landing page just consolidates your best work onto a well-organized page. They're really solidly useful. They're also a great place to focus your search engine optimization efforts because readers love them and they naturally tend to attract a lot of links and a lot of shares. They're just naturally very authoritative pages. Okay, item 3 on our checklist is the tricky one, and that is to make your content worth reading. So I have seen people assure me that their content was high quality because it contained a certain number of words, or because they didn't use article spinning software to write it, or even because they actually, do know their topic. But unfortunately, there's a lot of just really poor content that does conform to those three standards. So if you've got readers, if you've got traffic, but you don't get any shares, you don't get the likes, if Google suddenly decides they hate you, or if your traffic tends to just bounce like a super ball, then you have to take a hard look at the possibility that your content is not as good as it needs to be. Now, that's not the only thing that can cause those things to happen, but it is something that can be a problem. So here's how you can tell if your content is worth reading. Content is worth reading if people read it. In other words, you don't get to decide, your audience decides. And the way that that information makes its way back to you is that you observe. You observe what gets the most traffic on your site, what gets the most links, the most social shares, and the most conversation, whether it's blog comments or social media conversation. So here are some things that content worth reading usually has. First of all, it often appears under a headline that attracts and pulls in the audience. But of course, that's just the beginning. Content worth reading is genuinely useful, focusing on problems that readers or the audience actually care about. And it's formatted to engage and hold attention. And it's at least moderately entertaining. So you're solving a problem, you're doing it in an entertaining way, and you have created a user-friendly version. So if it's text, it's easy to read. If it's audio, it's easy to listen to. And if you leave any of these out, it's really, really hard to get any traction with content marketing. Now, if you have taken a hard look at it and you really think that the possibility is just that your writing is not your thing, you don't want to, spend that, considerable time and effort into becoming a really terrific content writer, you can always partner with a writer who's great at creating terrific content, but maybe who struggles with some element of business that you're really good at. So I have seen some beautiful partnerships between people who either don't like to create content or it's not what they're really excellent at. But there is something that they are excellent at, and those can make wonderful partnerships with writers. And here's the thing about this step, there's no end run around it. You either create content that's worth reading or watching or listening to, or you do not. And anybody who tries to tell you otherwise is just slowing you down, and they're just leading you to failure. It is not that you have to write at the New Yorker level. It is not that you have to, win the Pulitzer Prize with your content, but it does have to solve real problems. It does have to be reasonably interesting, and it has to be presented in a user-friendly way. Reasonably standard English, everything is clear, everything is easy to read. Okay, checklist item 4 is to give your content a secure environment. So I can tell you from my own experience that having your site hacked is really not any fun. And it does happen. It happens more often than we would like. There is a lot that you can do to protect yourself. First, it's really a good idea to make sure that your web host takes security really seriously. If your host gets hacked, then it doesn't matter how well you secured your site, right? You want to keep your site software, WordPress, and all the other tools you use, your theme, all your plugins, up to date. It's really important to keep all of that stuff current. So for many years, I have been really impressed with a service called Sucuri. That's S-U-C-U-R-I. And I will post a link to that in the show notes at copyblogger.fm. They monitor your site 24/7. They alert you instantly if they find any malware. I've had them clean up malware on my private site, and Copyblogger has used them to do security sweeps of sites before bringing them onto hosting. They're really an excellent company. I've always been really impressed with them. This is not an endorsement or like a paid, you know, ad or anything. I just really think they're good. Okay, checklist item 5. I call this, don't give your great content an ugly apartment. And when I wrote that, I was thinking about when I first met my husband. His apartment was so horrifying that I almost turned around and ran away. Like I still could potentially have nightmares about that carpet. So what we do not want is to let your website do the same to your wonderful content and your wonderful audience. So you might have the words down, your writing might be amazing, but if you put them into an ugly design or an amateurish design or a cluttered design, then your readers are not going to come back. So again, a premium WordPress theme is a really easy, and if you go with, you know, a really good reputable company, it's a very secure way to get awesome design, great price, you know, good security, and nice clean code. Checklist item 6 is to create content that attracts a wider audience. So remember we talked about that cornerstone content. You want to put those, you know, 10 to 15 pieces of content together that hold down the cornerstone of your ideas about your topic. And that's the content that lets you build those strong relationships with people who are eventually going to become your clients or your customers. So once you've done that, you need to get some readers to that content. And that means you need to create some content that's designed to attract and widen your audience. So two different kinds of content serving two different purposes. Now, this kind of content is really where you want to put special focus on your headline writing skills. We call this type of content attraction content because you're attracting interest. It also tends to have a very strong and well-defined point of view. A little controversy is not, you know, necessarily a bad idea. You don't want to fall into the trap of just being controversial or just throwing tantrums to get attention. But a well-chosen controversy that you really believe in can be very helpful for this kind of content. And just like your cornerstone or like anything else you produce, you've still got to, you know, include those factors that make your content worth reading. So you want to make it useful, you want to make it interesting, you want to make it readable, and then you want to put a great headline on it. Okay, checklist item 7 is to build an email list sooner rather than later. So content on a public website like a blog or content published, let's say, on YouTube or a podcast, these are all fantastic ways to get attention. But if you want to hold that attention and deepen the relationship, to this day, really nothing works quite like email. So I happen to like email sequences as ways to use your best content and just leverage it and build a lot of great trust and build prospect relationships. Still to this day, email hits readers, just it's a more intimate format. It's, you know, even in the crowded inbox that we're facing today. And it does tend to engage people's attention more fully. I mean, if you think about it, the kinds of things that you get in email tend to be important messages that you really actually do have to pay attention to. That's where those messages will tend to find you. So when you want readers to take a specific action, like let's say you want them to go make a purchase or sign up for something, then that's when you send them an email to let them know what they should do next. So that's checklist items 1 through 7, just to give yourself that kind of general context for a strong, robust site that's going to achieve the goals that you set out to achieve. Now, if you're feeling good about those, you're ready to start looking for a little bit larger stage to play on, and that's where checklist step 8 comes in, and that's commonly guest posting. It could also be posting on a site like Medium, LinkedIn, you know, American Express, Open Forum, something like that. So guest posting or posting on somebody else's site puts you in front of a larger audience, or sometimes just in front of a new audience. And you can also get this accomplished with interviews, podcast interviews, teleseminars, webinars, Q&A calls, anything that puts you in front of more people or new people. So as you're creating this kind of content, you want to just remember to always send those new people back to the high quality content that was built on your own site. You could send them back to your blog or your email list or both. And the smartest guest bloggers build landing pages just for their new audiences. And that way you can give fresh readers a really good first experience with the site, and you can control, you know, their first impression of you. Checklist item 9 is one that sometimes can get put off by people who are really good at all the other elements of content. And that's not to go too long without actually making an offer. In other words, without presenting an opportunity to move forward with your product or your service. So if you're content marketing, then you can't forget the marketing part. If your content is supporting a business, you need to make sure your audience knows exactly what that business is, what you do, who you do it for, and how you're different from other options that your potential client might want to pursue. This is where you want to look at a well-crafted landing page or series of pages that will explain your product or your service to your audience in a way that makes it easy to buy. Sometimes these are called sales pages. These kind of pages focus your prospect's attention so she's not just jumping all over the site checking out all the goodies, and they keep the selling in with some boundaries around it. So there's no reason you should ever be afraid to sell. There's nothing wrong with selling, but not every single pixel on your site has to be sell, sell, sell all the time either, because that can be off-putting. You want to find that right balance. And as always, whatever that offer is, whatever product, whatever service, you want to make sure that it's something that your audience actually wants. And then you want to make sure that you have delivered a clear, simple call to action. And again, I will include some resources for that in the show notes. And then the 10th checklist item is to go to social media. But go to social media once you have something to talk about. So, you know, there's a certain kind of school of how to sell something on the internet advice that starts out with get a zillion Twitter followers, you know, get a zillion, you know, connections on LinkedIn. If you try to start with that, that's exactly the kind of false shortcut that will just kill your progress. Social media is a great place to go to listen at any point in your content creation. Listen to people's problems, listen to what's bugging people so you can create solutions that will help them. But getting on social media to talk about what you're doing, you want to wait until you've done something cool to share. So social media is still amazing to spread the gospel about what you do, you know, why it's cool, as soon as you give them something worthwhile to talk about. So don't try to rush to step 10 of the checklist when step 3, which was make your content worth reading, is still giving you trouble. You know, it's a lot like building the foundation of a beautiful house. So if you do the steps in order, then you're really going to be able to build something solid that's going to serve you for a long, long time. So that's our second checklist. That's the checklist of your overall content strategy, whether you have a new content-focused site or you have one that's been around for a while, but you'd like to give it some focus. And the resource that I mentioned at the top of the episode, the checklist for your content publication, a straightforward checklist you can run through and make sure that you're publishing your best work every time. You can find out more about that. It's not quite released yet, but it will be shortly, by going to copyblogger.com/checklist. So that's it for today. I hope you found this useful. Lots and lots of resources will be available on the show notes for this one, copyblogger.fm. That's it for this week. Take care and catch you later.